For those of you who don't know, I am an elementary school teacher, which means I am going back in next week to set up my classroom. However, I'm teaching a grade I have not taught since 2019, which means I need to go through all of my stuff because the last grade I did teach consecutively was grade 2. So I'm about to go pull out all of my teaching supplies and put them in this room so that way I can sort it or begin to sort it. And I'm not walking into my classroom on Monday with a bunch of stuff that I need to go through. This is about to be the biggest chore, and I'm gonna make you all do it with me. Okay, I have books. I've got pencils, highlighters, etc. And I also have a world map that used to be in a frame, but it broke. Okay, more books. And I used to print out the units I would teach and keep them in binders. However, I don't think I wanna do that this year. I'm switching grades, which means none of this is basically useful to me anymore. Waste of paper. So not last year, the year before, I ended up having to empty out my classroom because I decided to go back to school to do my master's degree. And while I'm super happy I did that, it does mean half of my stuff is here and the other half is at school. And I remember being in such a rush when I was packing up my classroom that I literally just dumped stuff into boxes on boxes on boxes. And I didn't really go through it. This is literally the worst part about going back. However, fingers crossed, I'm really hoping that I end up in the same classroom for a few years. That way I can get a little bit more comfortable and actually have things organized properly. Okay, wait, hold on. I forgot I have this. Oops. I don't even need to go get a frame for the one that's in my bag. I also have this gem right here. I know that space is grade 6 curriculum, but how cute would that look in my classroom? Checkers and puzzles that honestly probably don't work for grade 2, but I also have Uno in there. Okay, this is kind of the last of it. This is my least favorite part. As you can see, like these in the back, very primary. I have that other map that's framed now, so this one's probably gonna go in the garbage. And if I'm being completely honest, I might recycle half of the curriculum that I printed out for grade 2. Not that I'm gonna reprint the stuff for grade 5, but I don't know, it seems a little silly to have it all. So now I have to sort through this all. I'm gonna take the next 2 days to do so before I have to bring everything back into my classroom. But don't you worry, I will be sure to show you the setup of that too. I did order a few things off of Temu. Nothing crazy, just to go ahead and make a few displays. I spent a lot of time the last time I had a classroom changing my displays once a month, and it was exhausting. I really do want to try and put some up that will stay there all year instead and just have one that changes with their work. But welcome to the life of an educator.